and Section Street downtown.
WABF, good morning. 8:23 now and 60 degrees. You're with Lori DuBose as we welcome Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead into the studio with us the second Wednesday of each month for Community Contact. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
Thank you for being with us and sharing the monthly call statistics. You can find them on our Facebook page as well as on, of course, the police department's page. It's an opportunity for you to be very transparent and let the public know about how many calls for service we receive. And it's really sometimes kind of shocking to see we're averaging right around 2,000 calls a month.
That's correct. We are. In January we had 2,022 calls and we're at 1,966 for February. So we're a busy little town.
Very much so. Luckily, I don't think, as far as violent crimes, I don't think we've had a murder in years.
Oh, knock on wood.
But we have, yes, knock on wood, but we do have a lot of other issues that we need to be aware of. And one of the questions that always comes up, especially with newcomers, are we prepared to handle this volume? Are you comfortable with your staff and your tools of service in order to keep us and public safety at the forefront?
We're able to sustain what we have and work. We've done a really good job putting people out where we need them. There's always room for growth, especially when you have a city that is growing as fast as ours. And there's more specific areas that we could actually assign officers. And right now we're kind of limited to being able to do that. But I'm comfortable with where we are. Again, we could always use extra people, mm-hmm. and maybe that's something that we're going to work on in the next budget year. Maybe we can add a couple more. Now, one of the things I did want to note, and I brought it up at the council meeting the other night, is our number one complaint that comes into the station that I deal with and my command staff is traffic issues. Traffic, people speeding. I mean, I've got to address a couple of things today that came up the first of the week, so I'm going to have to go out and talk to a couple of people. But we did assign two officers to strictly traffic complaints. So we're trying to hit that head on. We're trying to go to our problem areas and work traffic specifically to try to cut down on some of the complaints that we are receiving.
Are they about speeding mainly?
The majority of what we receive is all about speeding. Everybody's in a hurry to get from one place to the other. And I got it. I understand. But when you have the growth that we have downtown, mm-hmm. and downtown's not a very big area. It is a big area, but it's not big when it's congested. And so it's an issue. But it's not just downtown. It's all over. It really is. It's everywhere.
And then changing the speed limit on Twin Beach Road might also affect some of those complaints, right? Because it went from 35 to 25 or 45 to 35.
45 to 35,
right,
is where that went. And I foresee that there's going to have to be more changes on Twin Beach eventually, but that's something that we are, as the directors and the mayor and the council and everything, that we're working on that for the future.
Because of the apartment complex, or
just in general. No, okay. That's actually been a kind of a problem area right there, because you have, mm-hmm. the school that's there, you've got the new Dollar General store, and then right there at Booth Road, it's just a lot of traffic that goes down that road. So that is something we're working on.
Okay. All right. And other than the traffic complaint, now we can go over the call stats, as we refer to them, to talk about your service calls received or reported.
Correct. Okay, so for the month of February, we had 14 domestic violence calls, or 14 domestic reports. We had 9 shoplifting reports, 15 harassment, 3 assaults. We had 1 vehicle theft, 1 vehicle burglary, 13 identity thefts, fraud cases that we are working, and 7 criminal mischief, 1 sexual abuse of a child, that's still under investigation.
That's a report, yeah.
That's correct. Okay. These are just reports. And then, of course, the big thing that made Facebook and a lot of some of the news and the media was the two individuals that were arrested for shooting into vehicles with a BB gun or a pellet gun.
And in one case, there was even somebody in the car.
That's correct.
Yikes.
So they are, those two individuals are behind bars, and they were, we actually had 25 reports over a two-day period where damage had taken place.
Now, do I recall two were arrested, but there was suspicion there could be more or not?
I believe the investigators are still investigating one other individual that may have been present when that took place on one of those days, because this happened over a two-day period.
Uh-huh.
And so they're still investigating that, but an arrest has not been made with that individual yet.
Okay.
So notable arrest, we had 113 arrests in February. Out of the 113, we had 64 charges.
I'm confused on that.
I'm sorry. It's 113 arrests, but we're breaking down the charges.
Okay.
64 charges, which was 46 drug arrests, 7 DUIs, 8 domestic violence arrests, 2 for shoplifting, 3 for harassment, 4 for public intox, and 2 for assaults.
I'm not seeing some numbers that we sometimes see on your breakdown sheet concerning breaking into houses or B&E into vehicles.
Yes, because for the month of February, I am happy to say that those numbers are at an all-time low.
That's wonderful.
Normally, what we average is about 5 burglaries, home and residential and commercial.
Mm-hmm.
We average about 5 of those a month. And then we also have about 8 on average of vehicle burglaries. So for the month of February, we had 0 home and commercial burglaries, and we only had 1 vehicle burglary. And I did bring that up at the council meeting, and we kind of, you know, I attribute that to, and as I told them, I think they got a laugh out of it, was, you know, good police work. They do a great job out there. We have a lot more people out on the street. And the big thing is our residents and our community is investing in those cameras. They're investing a lot of, you know, the Ring doorbells,
mm-hmm.
surveillance cameras, and that helps us tremendously. And I think it's getting out there to the criminals. Is everybody has a camera these days, and they know we're looking at them. They
yep.
know that we're, you know, we've asked people to go onto our website, and I heard you mention the app, and they mm-hmm. can go on the Fairhope app and actually register their camera with the police department, or they can go onto the city website and register their camera with the police department. And it doesn't give us access to the camera. We don't want access to your camera. We just want to know who out there has that information or has surveillance, and then if there's something that happens in your neighborhood, then we can turn around and go to you and say, hey, can you check out this date at
mm-hmm.
this time, just see if you see anything. And we've solved a lot of cases that way, and all the cities are going to that. Everybody, you know, I've realized I just saw where Spanish Fort's doing something with theirs, Spanish Fort PD, and they're reaching out to their citizens and asking them to do the same thing. But it is a great tool for the police department.
An excellent deterrent.
Yes.
Because everybody's watching these days.
That's right.
You know,
so
you can't get away with anything undercover. Let's talk about, you mentioned the city council meeting. A couple of things I wanted to ask you about. In the work session, Citizen Bob Whitelich, I'm not sure if I'm saying his name properly, discussed putting up a living memorial dedicated to those who serve. And Mayor Sherry Sullivan told us yesterday it would be a 6-foot bronze eagle holding a flag, and he wants to place it in front of the police department and completely raise the money himself.
I just learned that at the council meeting.
Yes.
So I think it's beautiful. I think that is it's going to be a really good thing, and I'm excited about it. I'm excited to have something like that to represent first responders and
mm-hmm.
to be able to put that at the police department.
Very nice. So if you hear of someone soliciting donations for that project, you definitely want to give. Also, on the city council agenda was software for the police department, Lexipol Solutions Policy Software, for about $47,000. Tell us about that. It sounds like a major technological improvement.
It is, and it is something that we desperately need. That Lexipol company has been around since 2003. They help agencies all around the nation. There's two here in Baldwin County that actually use them. And what they do is that they work with the agencies to get their policies up to state and federal guidelines, best practices. Mm-hmm. They will help us write our policies. Now, we still have control over our policies. They're not just going to take them away from us and then give them back to us and say, this is what you're going to do. They work with us one-on-one to get our policies where we need them to be. And the way I look at this is, with some of the police reform that has been discussed, maybe coming down the pipes, is to basically get in front of this. Some of our policies are outdated. Some of the policies that we're working with are 2004, 2014, and I've been working on these for the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it is very labor intensive, because you have to contact attorneys. You've got to make sure that everything is matches. So it's and that we're following the federal and state guidelines. I know what it takes me to sit down and research with everything that I'm doing, and I don't have the manpower to designate just one person to do that every day for, mm-hmm. 365 days. And they will help us get where we need to be in a shorter amount of time. And then over the next year, there is another fee that goes along with that. I think it's about $13,000 or $15,000 a year to help us maintain that. So every time something changes with a law, they're going to send it to us, and then we're going to be able to change our policy right then. And I think it's a great thing. I'm excited about it. I know how much time and effort I've put in, and my command staff has put in, to trying to get our policies where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's definitely something that we need.
Streamlining and efficiency.
Absolutely.
Very good. We're speaking with Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead here at WABF. It is 8:35 and 61 degrees. Tell us, on a lighter note, about the great cookie caper. I've seen some cute things on Facebook about that.
Our school resource officers did an excellent job with that. They came up, they wanted to, our DARE officer, which is Brian Malines, one of our DARE officers, Brian Malines, put this together for the students, and basically did like a mock crime scene. And he wanted to show them how to solve a crime, mm-hmm. or how we solve crimes. So they got the principal involved, got the students involved, and they were able to solve that crime about who put their, who stole the cookies, who had their hand in the cookie jar. So it was really cute, and I believe there is a video somewhere. I think the school may have posted it.
Okay.
That was really cute. I have not seen that video yet, but they had a ball. They really enjoyed this.
And things like that are so important, especially in today's national climate, to get the kids and those school resource officers to be comfortable. So
yes.
So kids feel like they can trust them and look up to them instead of fear them or despise them with everything we see going on in the world.
That is correct. And we have an amazing school resource officer program. The unit is, they're engaged. They're always doing things.
Remember we were talking some months ago, they actually came up with trading cards.
Yes.
How
that
cool
is something
that?
That was really popular. Everyone just loved those.
Mm-hmm. What else would you like to mention that I have not thought to ask yet?
So we did reach out. Coffee with a Cop has been put on hold at the
Right.
NIC Center, and with the last order that the governor put out, the NIC Center is going to start offering a few things at the NIC Center, and it's going to be outside. So what we've done is we've reached out to them and asked them, hey, what's the chances that we can have a Coffee with a Cop in April? and we will do it outside. So what they're doing is they're going to put some feelers out. We're going to see if we, you know, what our turnout is. So this may be something. This may be the beginning of being able to get back out and get involved with our Coffee with a Cop thing, you know, what we were doing before. So I want everyone to know to be kind of looking for that information. We are, I think, you know, actually, I think Sherry may have given me a date, but it was going to fall on a Friday. Right now, we're just trying to fit it in where we can fit it in.
Mm-hmm. Used to be the second Tuesday of each month at the Nick Center, an informal get-together with citizens and the police force to talk about whatever concerns there may be.
Whatever they want to talk about.
Well, we'll look forward to that announcement for resuming it.
Definitely looking forward to doing that.
One of the things that was always discussed, other than traffic, which seemed to be the number one complaint, were some scams.
Correct, yeah. And we try to keep our scams and our community updated with what's going on in the on our Facebook page. And I think right now it's just more of putting the awareness out there. Don't give your personal information to anyone. People, there's so many out there right now, and right, we're fixing to have, you know, taxes are due coming up April 15th. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start having to deal with people calling about that. You know, I know that the one for Social Security is still going around. In fact, I think my mother got a call about that the other day.
Uh-oh.
So she called me and she's like, hey, you know, what's going on? Is this something I need to be concerned about? And I've, you know, told her up front. I said, you know, they're not going to call you and ask you for that kind of information. So don't give anybody your information.
Mm-hmm.
And again, rule of thumb, what I practice is if I don't know who's calling me, I don't answer it. If it's important enough, they're going to leave me they're going to leave me a message, and then I'm going to call them back.
And the other thing I've learned, when they say, is this Lori? Who wants to know? Don't say yes.
Yes.
Because they can record that simple word, yes, and then claim you agreed to buy whatever they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
You've also got a notice about being able to drop off old prescription drugs at your police station.
That's correct. Anything that if you're trying to clean out, doing some spring cleaning, trying to get rid of any old outdated drugs, feel free, drop them off at the police department. We have a box right inside the door. And if actually all the departments in Baldwin County are doing this now, so but we get a pretty good bit, and then we dispose of them once we get to a certain amount.
Okay. All right. Not to put you on the spot, but I was trying to think the other day of the website where you could look up the map of crime.
City Protect. Cityprotect.com.
Cityprotect.com.
That is correct. You can go on and keep up with what is going on in your neighborhood or just in general what's happening in Fairhope.
Very good. Anything else, Chief?
No, ma'am.
Well,
we're good.
As usual, thank you so much to you and your department for your service.
Thank you.
And keeping our fair city safe. This has been our monthly interview, Community Contact, with Fairhope Police Chief Stephanie Hollinghead here on WABF. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
And happy spring.
Yes, happy Wednesday.
Finally, hopefully we're done.
It's beautiful.
And if you missed part of this interview or want to tell a friend, you can listen later. We'll have it posted by lunchtime. Our new website, WABF1480.com.